The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's how easy it is to be distracted. How easy it is to be caught up in the dramas of life, the surviving life. How easy it is to be involved in our reactivity, and our angers, and our desires, and our ambitions, and our fears, so that we lose touch with ourselves, that we're not really aware of deeply what's happening within us. And some people, of course, think they are deeply in touch with themselves when they are ambitious for getting something in the world. I saw the headlines that apparently there's going to be a lottery ticket number that's worth $1.2 billion. Wow. Just a few numbers in a row, and that's a lot of money. So I guess we should go out and buy lottery tickets, right? I know myself well. I can feel the desire. I can feel like this is mine. That's going to have my life. This is it. Boy, am I in touch with myself. And I have a strong intuition that this is this is the number for me. So it can feel that way. It can feel that some of these drives and desires and angers and fears can feel like it's like fills us and makes us who we are, and some people define themselves by these things, and so they really feel like I'm in touch. I think there are people who are angry in life and they form little angry clubs, and because they feel alive when they're angry, and they have other people who are angry, and so then they feel like this, they're really alive and present, and they know. I'm so glad to be with people who know themselves well. And then we do this practice, and the surface reactivity, activity, agitation, restlessness, something begins to quiet down. And one of the big aha moments in people who do this practice is to realize how distracted they are, how they're caught up in ideas and desires and fears and often things outside of themselves. And then to begin turning the attention away from those distractions, no longer have them operate. And some people, I think some people, it's almost as like they discover they're meeting a stranger. When they meet themselves, they're meeting something relatively new, because they've lived much of their life kind of in that reactive mode or the surface mode and the distracted mode. And so then part of practice is to refamiliarize yourself, or maybe for the first time, maybe even for some people, of who they really are. What's really going on, really be in touch, really be present. And so as a distractive mind, distracted minds quiets down, we discover what's underneath that. And some of it is difficult. It's part of the reason some people are distracted is to get away from what's painful and difficult inside. But if you stay in this process of quieting and calming, it's not like we're becoming dull or passive or withdrawn. It's more like we're beginning to settle away or shed the surface armor that we have, the surface spikes we have, the surface kind of things we're carrying with us. And as we get to a place where the things are calmer, it means the places where the armor, the fears, are no longer operating. As I'm saying this, I remembered a Calvin and Hobbes cartoon where Calvin is in the snow, building a fortress, but a snow fort. And I guess he's going to use it to throw snowballs at Hobbes, maybe. And so he's building it, and he's standing inside of a building. And then when he's finished, he's built the wall so high and so small that he's trapped in his own fort. He can't get out. And he's calling out, help! So this, we build these fortresses for ourselves. We build all these things. And the walls come down, we settle down, we come in. And we go through the layers until we come to a layers place where things are soft and tender, where things inside of us are gentle, where, believe it or not, something inside of us has a feeling of feeling whole, feeling contented, feeling, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. And as soon as we feel this idea, there's nothing wrong with me, then the lawyers of the mind will rear their heads. There's definitely something wrong here with me. And you'll go through the, make the case. And some of us, you know, use all our intelligence to justify why there's something wrong with us. But these lawyers don't get paid, so you might not want to listen to them so much. But to get quieter and quieter and trust that place, begin trusting the place inside where you feel like there's nothing wrong with you, to feel like you're whole, to feel like you're content, to feel a soft and tender place where it's just enough just to be alive and breathe and be here. Why do that? Partly because you're safe. We're safer that way. If we know, we might have to learn how to have that safety, how to be safe in that place. But we can't learn that unless we touch into it and be close to it. And it's remarkable to me, you know, when people do this practice, how many people sooner or later, sometimes later, start touching these deeper places of tenderness, of softness, of wholeness, of nothing's wrong with me kind of place. And how beautiful it is to see. How wonderful, marvelous it is to share it and kind of see over and over again people going through this process of just coming to that and finding it and having the ability to kind of drop deep inside and find that what they find in there is good, is right, is beautiful, is wise, is comforting, is safe. What a great thing! But just to say, you know, oh, we have a lot of inner goodness. That's nice. People can have faith in it. That can be nice. But faith is a little bit too much closer to the surface. Faith is a little bit more part of this distracted mind or closer to it. The idea is even don't even have faith in it if the faith keeps you removed from it. If the faith helps you get closer to it, great. But the sooner or later you want to let go of the faith as well, because you want to be able to really touch, rest in, stay in something that's so obvious. You don't need to have faith about it, that it's there, because, you know. If you have a lot of faith that if you go turn on the faucet in the shower and stand under the shower that you'll get wet, that's good until you get there. But once the shower water is streaming out of the shower head and you're getting all wet, you don't need to have faith anymore that you're going to get wet. You are wet. So it's the same thing. You get deep enough, you don't have to have faith in your inner goodness. You are it. And is that the deepest place in you? Is that who you truly are? that kind of way of thinking removes you from it. It's an abstraction. It kind of gets a little bit back up again, away from the situation. Who knows? Maybe it's not who you really are. Maybe you don't have to be something really. Maybe you're free from having to the burden of discovering who you really are, the burden of being authentic. Just don't be inauthentic. That's enough. And the burden of trying to be in touch with your true inner goodness. What a burden. Just let go of the distractions. Go through the layers. Quiet down. Trust the quieting. Trust the non-destructivity. Trust being present for what's here. And then when you're in the shower, just trust that you're getting wet. When you're in the goodness, trust that the goodness is there. You don't have to make anything out of it except that it's a good place to be. It's a good place to take refuge in. And maybe it's not the end of the process. Maybe that's the end of that path of settling and quieting. Maybe there's even more. Oddly enough, maybe when you let go of the goodness, something even better happens. That's frightening. What? If it was good enough that I had to let go of my distracted mind, and now you're telling me I have to let go of my goodness too? And then what am I left with? But it's just settling and settling and letting go of quieting all the activities of the mind and heart that are extra, that gets away, that you see not needed. And what reveals itself, it's just greater and greater treasures, greater and greater, in some kind of classic Buddhist language, they might say greater and greater freedom. So we sit to be present for what is. And that process of doing that simple thing is a process of settling all the things that takes us away from what really is, keeps us removed, keeps us in orbit rather than centered here. So those are my thoughts for today. So thank you. So